Daf Tamas Talad Amad Aleph, we have one more Taisvis in the previous Sugya. It says that a father is Neman to say, Benizet Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yem Echad. He's Neman on the Dorin. Eidecha Neman V'yisurin. The Taisvis asks, Heime Ha'ein Neman Ela B'dover Shebiyoda. So Taisvis is asking as follows. That Eidecha Kenegedis Chazik is not Neman. So here he's saying he was Becheskes Kotten. Now the father is saying that he became a God. So he's being made Kenegedis Chazik, and Kenegedis Chazik is Sukhan Eidecha is not Neman, unless it is Biyodai. For example, if a Baal HaTevel says that I was this Kvua that was Tevel, I was Mafresh Tume, and now it's Chulim. So if he's the Bailim, he's Nemo, because it's Biyodai Litraim. If he's not the Bailim, he has no Bailis to be Mafresh Tume from Yenim's Tevel, so he's not Nemo. It's Eidecha Kenegit Chazot. So Taisvis asks, so how is a father Neman to say that his cotton became a godol? He's being made keneged cheskes katnus, and it's not biyodoi to make him a godol. V'yeshloima kiven the seifei li godol, since he eventually will be zicha become a godol, asu kedavar shebiyodoi. So they made it like Adavar Shebiyoda. So I'd like to mention two Mahalchim, how to understand Pshat in Taisvis. The Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kevega learn Pshat as follows. The Lashon Asa'uhu seems the Rabbanon gave him an amonet Kedavar Shebiyoda. That in reality, the father is known amonet. Because it's Eidechot Kenegad Yitzchazik. So, with the Rabbonon, they gave him an amonis. They said it's Keilu, what was Biyoda. With the Rabbonon, he has an amonis. Minotertak has his own amonis whatsoever. That is one way to understand Pshat and Taisvis. Or two, Rabbi Kevega asked, if the amonis is Al Teidecha, theoretically, it's Eidechot Kenegedis Chazik. Now we're going with Adrabonidik and Amonis. So these inyonim that the Baraisa speaks about, Dorim, Charomim, Agdeshis, Arochim, this is very good. Midrabonon, we assume he's a Godel, and Midrabonon, one is not permitted to be an enemy, the Dorot, etc. But before we had B'nizeb and Teisha Shana B'yayim Echot, so there we said, Nemon Lekolben Avaloy Lemakid. Now there we also have the same problem. L'chayr, there's also Eid Echot Keneged Chazoket. That means before he was Becheskos, he was a Lav Barbiyah. And now the father says, his status changed, he became a Barbiyah. Here it says, you bring a Kolben. Now, how can you bring a Kolben and say, Eid Echot Keneged Chazoket? This is Akasha Rabbi Kevega asked. On this place. Abul Khanam in Kaivit Ta'ores says that Mirdika Lomdishib Shat in Taisvis. Taisvis means that the father is Nemon Minatayra, not Midarabon. And he's Magdim, his Pshat in Taisvis, with a Yisod that Rabbi Kevega says. That Rabbi Kevega says as follows. That's how what an Eidechot is not Nemon, Keneged is Chazik. His pshat is that an Eidechot does not have an Amonis to create Tzveikis. That means, let's say an Eidechot is saying that Reuven Tvue, which was Tevel, Reuven was Mafresh. Eidechot is being made. That means, Kozman, he didn't say Eidus. There's no Sophic in my mind. It's pebble. And it was pebble. And Mahechi Taisi, I don't have any right to say that the status changed, called man, I don't have a bila. So the Eidechot is coming to relate to us there was a change of status. Not the way we assume. There's no Shaila Tikha pebble. He's saying that there was a Hafrosha. The status changed. So he's, that's the din, and Eidechot is only Nemon Levarer Sveikis. Not to make Sveikis. That means if there's a Sufik Shalaponenu, I don't know this kosher meat, this treifer meat, I don't know which is the kosher, which is the treif, and he says this is the kosher, then he's Nemon to say that, Nemon Levarer. But to say that something which was kosher Olenu, that it's terrible, now he's saying, you know, something happened, he went and was mafresh, he has no manus whatsoever. That's Eidecha Keneged Chazak. But Rabbi Kevager says, there's two types of Chazak. There's one type of Chazak that, without his Eidus, I have no right whatsoever to assume that there was a change in status. This thing was Tumah. So Mahechi Taisi, do I have a right to say, this thing was Tevil. So Mahechi Taisi, do I have a right to say that the Tevil became Ois Tevil. So I assume, Misveike Leimach Zekine Reyese. That means Mahechi Taisi, Misofer, I should say, maybe he was Mafresh Truman, maybe he became Ois Tevil. I don't say such a thing. So in such a case, Neidecho does not have an amonis to say that there was a change in status. But this Rabbi Kivega, let us say I'll have a suffix. And I don't know how to be mevara the suffix, so I'll say, Al titsiyenu mischeskosoi, if I don't know how to be mevara the suffix. That means as follows. I have a suffix lefonendo. And the halacha is, if I don't know how to be mevara the suffix, so the halacha is, you should be knowing the way you were knowing till now. This din chazoke is not pshat. The status is like this. You have no right to declare. Maybe there was a change in status. What do you mean? I have a suffix l'poneinu. But there's a din anhoge. If you don't know what to do, if you don't know how to be mevarer the suffix, leave it the way it was till now. So if I have an eidecha that says, I'll tell you what to do, I'll be mevarer the suffix. So then Neidechot is Nemon. That's not considered that Neidechot is making Sveikis. Their pshat is, there's a suffix lefanein, and Neidechot is Menvara the Sveikis. So there's two types of Chazak. Zikah b'chono. Here, Be'etzim, we're speaking about a Chazak asli l'shtan. That means, to say that this cotton became a godel, he's not saying, he's not being mechadish to us that a status change. Always changes. Every cotton becomes a godel eventually. So memela itzicha is something to think about. Maybe he's now a godel. Maybe he's not a godel. Misafik, not knowing if he became a godel or not. So he said, "Yishtalim becheskas cotton." But since that what yishtalim becheskas cotton is not a chazoka mevareres that I assume b'teiris vaday that it is a cotton and the aid is coming to tell us he's a godel. This pshat is not knowing if he changed already or not, so I leave him in the previous halacha. So till now he was a cotton. I say he still has dinei cotton. But there's a suffix lefonein. If there's a suffix lefonein, that's what Tosfos is saying. Now the same thing. What is the lumdus of biyodai? Let's say a person possesses tevil, and he comes and tells us, you know, I was mafresh tume from this tevil. So since it's biyodoi for him to be mafresh the tumah, so memela sees nemon. Eidechot is nemon, b'mokim is biyodoi. So what is the lomdus of biyodoi? So he brings a lotion of the marik that biyodoi is megareach koyach hachazoke. That means when I see that the bailim has tumah, I can say behiros that nothing changed. What right do I have to say that something changed? What do you mean, what right do you have to say something changed? Since it's biyad the bailam to be mafresh tumah, Mr. Tommy was mafresh tumah. So Kozman, I don't know, I say it's still like before.
But it's megareya the koyach hachazoka. That means the din chazoka which I have now is a shvachere chazoka. It's only a din niug that calls man. You don't know how to be mevarel. You have to assume that it's still like before. But in such a chazoka, neidecho is nemo. So memele. So that's how Rabbi Chanan says pshat and taisvin. The Rabbi Chanan says kiven the soifay ligoto. So this is a chazoka asiyah lishtane. So memele here be'etzem there's a mokev lehistapik, and the whole din chazake here is only if I don't know there was a shtamas here, so misafik be noyig the way you were noyig till now. So in such a chazake, so then in eidecha the zemen asu this is equivalent kedava shem biyodai, just like that something is biyodai that's megareya the koyach chazake the marik says, which means that now there's a mokim lehistapik. The chazaka is not, you don't have a right to declare there was a change in status. No, the chazaka says, if you don't know what to do, be knowing like you were knowing till now. So just like a dovu shebiyodai neidechot is nemo, because in reality there's a mokim lehistapik. So the same thing, seifei legodol, there's also a reality. In reality there's a mokim lehistapik. So even though if I don't know to be mevarev the topic, there's a din al tetsiyenu miches kosoi, but since in Yesod there is a mokim listapik, and eidecho des neman lebarer aspek. Now, according to the, we had mentioned yesterday, there's a riyaz that the Shulte Geboirim brings down, that a father is nemon, just as al taposik of Yaker, not only is he nemon to be mevarer who his children are, he's also nemon on the age of his children, so then the b'chal no problem in Taisus Kasha. Taisus says, Erechot Kenegim Chazoke. Not Erechot Kenegim Chazoke. It's an amonis of Yakir that a father was given the amonis. But Taisus, we see Kalor and Taisus Shana Moshe before, didn't hold like the Riyad. The Mela Taisus had a problem. Miyu Koshe, Ma'iriya Av, Afilu Acher Nami. If it is an amonis, it says, the Baraita says, B'nizeh, B'tizeh, it seems the whole Nemonis was only given to the father. If it's a Nemonis of a Deidechot, and a Chazoka Siyul Ishtanis is not considered a Deidechot Keneged Chazoka, so why does it say B'ni or B'ti? Let it say someone else's Meyed on the cotton that he became a God. Ishloimer, the Ov Da'ikvei, Lada Shonov, Levi Shalom Mutal Adil Acherim, Lekach la'ov asu ki biyodai v'loi ka'acher. Here would be a little bit more mashmed, like the first malchus of the Rabbonon. I mean, that the whole thing is at the Rabbonon. I mean, it's like an anemon. So an ov who is medayik asu ki biyodai. They said that it's the equivalent to biyodai. According to Rabbi Chanan's pshat, is a little difficult to understand. I mean, this is Asuki biyoda means minatera is a din of biyoda. So what's the shal yom adayik, nish medayik? I mean, there's no, it's not a dechot keneged chazoke. But the end of Taisus L'chaira would seem not like a bochon. Let us see further. Let us see the Mishnah. Kidashti es biti. Person comes, the father comes, and says, I was mekadosh my daughter. Case number two, kidashti ha, the geirashtiyo kshehi ktana. Then he's relating something else. I made kedushin. I was mekabel the get. Kshehi ktana. When she was a ktana. Vaharei hi ktana. And this statement was said when she was a ktana. The father is coming and relating to us something we were completely unaware of. That his daughter was already married and was geget. So it comes out after his agode, so what do I derive from the second agode? Al kaponim that she's also lekune. That's what I hear from you. So it says in the Mishnah Nemo, ki dashtiya v'geirashtiya kshiktano. The same case, he's saying that he married her and he was megarisha when she was a ktana. V'harei hi gdoila. But this agode was said when she's a gdoila. It was not said v'katnusa. Now when she's a gdoila, he's coming to relate to us that this happened because Nusa, and now he decided to relate it to us. Einoi nemo. So in the second case, he's not nemo. Nishbis, and what is? So she's mutalakoyim. Nishbis Upadisiya. Case number 3. What happens if he says that she was Nishbis? A Shvuyah is also with a Rabbonon Lekohune, Rechayish, maybe the Goyim or Ma'anasa. So with a Rabbonon, she's also. And he says, Nishbis Upadisiya, Bein Shei Ktano, Bein Shei Gedoilo, Einoi Nemo. Here, so in Yesod, the Mishnah is speaking about the Nemonis of the Av, Lefter Bitoi Lekune, and the Mishnah says, the only time the father is Nemon, if he says, Kidashtiya Begerashtik Shei Ktano Varei Hi Ktano, then the father has a Nemon. But, if this is said when she's a Gedoila, or he's not speaking about Kedushin and Geirish, and he's saying she's also the Kahune, she is also the Kahune al Zoyna, Sophic Zoyna, because she was Nishbis, then the father doesn't have any Nemonis at all. Now, I'd just like just to mention a Kasha that the Shav Shmaitzer asked on this Mishnah, and he lies by a Kasha, it will also remain with a Kasha. He brings the Zamachloikis, the Taisus, Rid, and the Rambam. If an Eidechot is Nemon to say that an Isha is also a Kun, she's a Grusha, she's a Zoyna. He brings later Taisus, Rid, and Aftamach Vavu Medale that says that this Hagodah to say that an Isha is also a Kun is equivalent to a Dovah Sheba Erve, and Eidechot is not Nemon. And the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, when he speaks Eidechot Nemon B'Yisurim, so when he speaks about different Yisurim, the Rambam says that an Eidechot is made of a woman is a Zayna, a Dusha, he is Nemon. So the Shmaitzer asks from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah we see only in certain cases he's Nemon. We don't know the reason as yet, but that we have to learn the Sugya. But it seems Stamazai to say that an Isha is a Zayne or a Grusha, he doesn't have an Amonis. So this is the Shmaitzer's Kasha and the Rambam from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah seems that you need another Prat in order to have an Amonis. An Amonis would be outside Dechot, there's no difference if she's a Gdoyle, if she's a Ktane, I'm speaking about Kedushna, I'm speaking about Zayne, there wouldn't be any Tilik whatsoever. So this kasha, the Shmaitzer. Let us see Rashi. Girashtiyo, Girashti is a very difficult lashon. Father can be Megarish's daughter. Kibalti es gita. Verei hiktano. The Reisha, the Mishnah is speaking about Achshav. She'omar aleo kach is she's a ktano. Nemon lepaislo minakun. In the first bava, he's nemal apoysel minakul. Varei hi gedoyla. The second case, mishagodla achakach, then he said, mishagodla omakein. This whole agoda, that nikidashtiya, v'nizgansha, was said after she became a gedoyla. Ubekatnusa lo yoma, einoy nemen, umoteres lakayim. So she's mutal lakayim. Nishbis arei hi psula lakuna mishim sovig zayna. And here he says, ben ktana, ben gdoila. He said that when she was a ktana, also ainay nema. So we have here two cases of the Mishnah that he's not neman la'os o lakuhune. And one case that he is neman. Rekta gemore, maishna reisha o maishna seif. What's the difference? We have three cases. In the first case, when he's saying this, when she's a ktana, he's saying this when she's a ktana, so then he's neman, lost all the kuna. The sefer, when he's saying it when she's a gdoilo, or he's saying nishbis, I feel when she's a ktana, he's not neman. Maishna reisha or maishna sefer. So the Gemara answers, Reisha biyodei seifa lav biyodei. Look to Rashi. Reisha biyodei. If this statement was said when she was a ktana, it's biyodei, But I then a ktana, cause man she's a ktana, agavucha a ktana zlata, who would deny, I mean, forget about this. By then a ktana, biyodai lekadisha la'acha, it's biyodai to be mekadisha, it's biyodai velachzer u lekabel get emenu, it's biyodai for him to mekabel again. Hilkach nemon, so therefore he's nemon. The ma loy leshaker, why does he have to tell a lie? That means, if his intent is that she should be posel akune, and he's not telling the truth, so why does he have to tell a lie? He could accomplish what he wants to do. I mean, if this is a lie, but we hear from him, he wants us to assume that she is posel akune. So why does he have to tell a lie? And say that she's posel akune, he could make this a reality. He boy, he'll be mekabel kedushin, and he'll be mekabel aget, and she'll be posel lekune. So there's an amonis of biyodai maloy leshaker. Rashi seems to work out. Migo, that this is a hichoche. If it's biyodai to accomplish beheta, what he wants to accomplish to his agodi, he zicha will do it. So Sarai is telling the truth. Seife, lav biyodai lekatcha misha godlo. It's not biyodai lekatcha misha godlo. V'loi, that's in the mitziyosa. V'loi lemoisra biyad oivet kechovim. It's not biyodai lemoisra biyad oivet kechovim. That's not biyodai. The Torah never gave him a bailis to give her over to goyim to be mezane. The Torah gave him a bailis to marry her. So that's called biyodai. The lashon of the shita shloim noida lami lekedushim zochilei liznus loy zochilei. So that means this lumdis of biyodai, which we're speaking about over here. So that what is biyodai for him to do. He has a bailus to marry her. So then we're saying, listen, he wants to apostle al lakuna. Why does he have to say a lie? Let him go and do it. It's biyodai. The Torah gave him a bailus to do it. So let him go and do it. Is that right? Yeah, they can tell him the truth. He has no bailus whatsoever to be meisa or to goyim, and that they should be mezana with her. He has no bailus. So memeila, so it's not biyodai to do this. It's not biyodai. So memeila, and he's saying that she's a zayne. The Bible will assume like this, that the Torah is good, and then therefore there's not nemon. He doesn't have any other biro to prove that she became nesa lekuna. So that's why he's not nemon. So now we understand the difference between the Reisha and the last two cases. Frag the Gemara. Beloi, it's not biyodai, but a biyodai lahasiya lachol. The kaposlo mikohunen. Let's speak about the last case. The last case he's saying that nishbis, that you meet with a shvuyis. What does nishbis mean? Nishbis means that she's a safik zayt, which means she's also to marry a kohen. She's also titrume. She's a baskoin. She's also titrume. That's the type nishbis. Nishbis means she's also le kohune and le trume, and she's a baskoin. So beyond that, I could make her, we're talking about a ketana, ben ketana, ben gedoyla. If I wanted to, I could marry her off to a cholo. And if I marry her off to a cholo, she'll become also le kohune le trume. So believe me, just like you said in the Reisha, that biyodoi malei l'shaker, something that's biyodoi, we believe him, because malei l'shaker. So in the Sefer, I'm saying that what? That she's also the kohune, she's also the tumah, it's believe him, because it's biyodoi to make her also the kohune, the tumah, by marrying her off to a chol. Let us see what Rashi says. Rei biyodoi kshiktano lasir l'cholo. Rashi says, what's a cholo? L'noilad me'almona l'koyin god. T'oma l'kama b'perik basra. And it says further, amoini u'mayovi kusi nosin cholo u'mamza mitzri v'adoimi shebo al kehenes l'viya v'yisraelis paslua. Zanegei alonu, it says further that psulei kol pasa l'kuneh. Baskoyin kisiyah le'ish zo, he betumas hakadoshim leisaychol. So zor means a zor etzol meikore, which includes all psulei kol. But it says also a cholol pasul ta l'tumah l'kulis. Paslua. So memele, so he has, it's beyodi t'mari of tachol. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. According to this Tanna, the Bichati brought down that a cholol who's boar bas yisor paslua, you're 100% right. He'd be nemo to say nishmas. But our Mishnah, let's go back to the Gemara, olay kasha. Our Mishnah is going not according to that Tanna. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Distoy ben Yehuda. The Omar benoisi Yisrael mikve tare lechalo. Rabbi Distoy said that if a cholo will marry a bas Yisrael, so the daughter of this cholo, even though she had a father a cholo, the daughter of this cholo will not be a chaloma. The daughter of this Cholo will be muta lekunin. The benayis Yisrael mikvetare lechalolim, and we'll see in Rashi and Taisvis. And not only is the daughter muta lekunin, almanosay, the wife is also muta lekunin. That the story holds a cholo abo abas Yisrael, she doesn't become this chalol. That's what Rabbi Yisrael. You're right. There's a brayse that says a cholo does pasul. That's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yisrael holds a cholo does not pasul. And our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Distoy. So Memele, so he can't passel her by marrying her off to a cholol, because a cholol doesn't passel. Let us see what Rashi said. Ki Rabbi Distoy ben Yehuda svir leil etan adidon. Our tan holds like Rabbi Distoy. Da oma lekamon benois Yisrael mikve tare lechalol. That benois Yisrael ha mikve tare. The bas cholol zohar. That means even though mitzata of this chalolis, although the ishtai is metayel zara. And then Rashi says, fine, so what does that have to do with the wife? The kiven the bitei ksheira amenosei ksheira. Nechol shatanoisei bitei atanoisei amenosei. There's such a memra further in the Gemara that if you're permitted to marry the daughter, you're permitted to marry the wife. Hilkach, ein biyodai livsel bitoi ktana min akone. So yes, akash is biyodai. The whole nemon is less lakone is biyodai. So yes, it's biyodai livsel as bitoi ktana min akone by marrying her off to a cholo. So the Gemara answered, no, I'm just going according to Rav Distoy, that holds that a cholo does not pass. Ve'im taima, like Rashi, but we're talking about a ktana. Rebbe Yodai Leposlo Bekidushin Vegerishin. But he can still pass her home in a kone by marrying her and getting a get. Just like in the Reisha. In the Reisha he said, and Vita Iktano Niskachi Kitashti Vegerashti. So he said he's Nemon. Why is he Nemon? Because it's Biyodai Lekacha Legash, and that's why she's also the kohune. So Memele, so the Sefer, so he's saying another thing, Nishbe, that she's also Kuna of Zoyin. But it's Biyodai La'osra Lekune, because Biyodai Lekatsha Legalsha. I mean, just like here's Takasha, it's Biyodai La'osra Lekune, Lecholo. So it's also, I mean, the Mechuvin of his Agode is Biyodai to accomplish it. So we should believe in whatever he's saying. And she's also Lekune, that's what he's saying. So Rashi says, "Biyodoi to asa holikuna by being mekadoshar, being mekabel the get." So Rashi says, "Hasa mikahune pasala, mitrume loy pasala." That means if he would have married her off to a person and then be mekabel again, so then she's, let's say she's a bas koyin, so she's also to marry a koyin, but she's mutati trume. In Baskoyini, Avonishbis Psula Af Minatun. But the way he's saying now, he's saying that she's also the Truma also, and that he doesn't have a Migul. So this, the Randachsme brings down a Loshna over here, this is called a Migul Lachati Taine. That means, I'm tining now, there's two Psulim on her. And it's Biyodi for me to create one Psul. So that's not called a migul, because you want to create two psulim on her. That's That's why you're saying the lie. That means there's a beyond they could have done it. You couldn't have done what you wanted. You want to pass the law to me, and then it's not beyond to pass the law to me. If the Mishnah would hold by marrying you off to a cholol, she's possible at all, then it's a good biyotik. That's a good discussion. But since the mission is going according to Rav Distoi, then Yehuda, the Bemelus, it's not biyotik to pass on her, letruma ayyidei nisuin lecholo. Bemelus, that's why you're not there. Before we go further, let us see the Taisvus Yishonim, kid Rav Distoi. Perish Rashi, kivin shabita iksheira almanosa iksheira. That's pshat and the test. This statement, kosher to noisei bitoi, to noisei amanusoi, it seems is not a double muskim. Rashi is saying that it seems Agamar is going with this statement, the kosher to noisei bitoi. The v'ri oim atam achem, the imhoya poislo bebiyosoi, if the cholo would passel her, lehoyu habonim kshedem, that means everyone is made. The father and the mother are halolim, the bas zikra halolim. So if Rav Distoi says that the daughter is not a halola, so that the mother did not become a halola, ayyidei bias a cholo. Now, if she would have come a chalol to the bias a chalol, or bias a chalol, so then with the haro she would become a chalol. By the gemar bias, she's nisaba, so you have already a father and a mother a chalol, which are chalolim. Then the daughter would zicha be chalolim. So we have a raya from the memra of Rav Distoi, not from a different maima, but from the memra of Rav Distoi. If Rav Distoi said that the daughter is not a chalol, is oiskishpar that the mother is not a chalol. Because if not, it would be a chalol, bo a chalol, and the daughter would zicha be a chalol. Fine. Track the Gemara weiter. The Rebbe Yodoi lasiyo lemanza. Track the Gemara. I'm still back on this last bullet. The Gemara is persistent. It's biyodoi lasiyo lemanza. He could have, that would, with Emerson Rashi, what I remember before, that a mamza, a bo a bas Yisrael, possible tumor. That was the whole settle. Amayni mayovi kusi nosin mamza. And a mamza's babas Yisrael, she's possible tumor, she's possible kahune. So memele, it's biyodai to marry her off to a mamza. So that's made as a Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asked, how do you know that it's biyodai, that besides Aveira, the Gemara isn't going in Tumerei, not allowed to, but it seems that Aveira doesn't make it always biyodai, it's full biyodai. But Al Koponim, how do we know that the Torah gave him a pilot to marry her off to her? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, there's a Sifri. The Sifri on Parshas Maitzi Shemra says that, he was Taka Maitzi Shemra, so there's a mitzvah of the Laisi Elish, that he will be able to marry him. Remain, he should, he was Maitzi Shemra, the Laisi Elish. He's not to give her again. So the Sifri says, the Laisi Yisha be Isha of a real life. The whole mitzvah of Laisi Elisha means if she's mutter to him, he's not a mamza, so if she's mutter to him, so then there's a mitzvah of Laisi Elisha. But if ain't a real life, there's no mitzvah of Laisi Elisha. Fine. Now, this parsha of Maitzi Shemra is the makor that a father is bekoyach to marry off a daughter. It says, as biti nosati leisha zeh. From this parsha we learn that a father is required to marry off his daughter. And we see from the Sifri that the parsha is speaking about also married off to a mamza. Because the Sifri says this mitzvah of Laisi Elisha does not apply if Shein Eruyelah. So that's in the mitzvah of Laisi Elisha. She's married to him. The father married her off. That's That's what the Pasuk is telling us. There's Biti Nosadili Shazer. The father made the Kedusha. So we see Klo is Biyata off to marry off to someone that she's awesome. So Memela, so now let's get back to the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara says, is asking his father that when he's saying Nishbis, he's saying that his daughter was Nishbis. In other words, she's a Zayna. She's a Ketana now. I'm telling you, she was Nishbis of Pedisi. That's what I'm telling you. So we don't believe. So the Gemara says, Biyodai. What is he saying? Now let's listen to what he's saying. He's saying she's also Lakuna Lakuna. That's what he's saying. It's Biyodai to make her also a Truma Lakuna. He can marry off the Matzah. And then she'll be also a Truma Lakuna. So we have to believe it. Just like in the Reisha, we believe him she's also a Koi. Because it's Biyodai to marry her off and be Makabal to get. So he should be Nema to say that she's also a Lakuna Lakuna. Since it's Biyodai to marry her off to a Mamzah, and she'll be also a Lakuna Lakuna. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Before we go further, I'd just like to mention Ore from the Mishnah Lamelech. The Teretz of Davne Milui. A Shvuye is also Yid Rabbono. We mentioned before. A Shvuye, who says it was a Zana with her. Chazal asked a Shvuye, she's also Yisafik. Now, if a person marries off a daughter to a mamza, she's possibly not there. She's possibly not there. So now, let us try to understand what is happening over here. This person is saying, my daughter was Nishbet. In other words, my daughter is also midarabonon to a kohen. That's what I'm telling you. She's also midarabon. So the mother says, we have to believe him. Because if he wanted to, he could have married her off to a mamza. So Khan Shayla Ben, he doesn't want to make her also look like, what did he say? He said she's also looking like the Rabbon. Whatever his Cheshbainis are, I don't know. But that's not Negeah to me. But what is he saying? He's saying that she's also looking like the Rabbon. So he's saying, it's Biyodai, because he married her off to a mamza. Marry off to a mamza, some emailer, then she's also minatayah. That he doesn't want. He just wants the rabbana. How does it become biyodai? This kash is a mishnah malam. Now the miluim says a very interesting thing. He says, I got news for you. When he marries off his daughter to a mamza, ex-kedushin, in the suin, I got news for you. She still looked in the corner. If a mamza is boiled off, then she becomes also minatayah. But that's not biyodai. That's up to the husband. But kedushin in nisuin, she's mutalakuna minatayah. But the Gemara says in Yevomis, mitarabon, and she's mishtameres labiya psula. Since she's oimed to be nivul from the mamza, so memele, so she's a zayne mitarabon. So memele tmoyredik. So the Gemara is asking a moyredik kekasha. The Moshe, what is he saying? He's saying that she's a Zayin in the Rabbonon. He could have done it. It's beyond to make a Zayin in the Rabbonon. Marry her off to her mamza, make Kiddushin in the Zayin, and she'll be a Zayin in the Rabbonon trial. She'll be a Zayin in the Rabbonon, from Mashtem Eretz, will be a Psula. That is Pshat the Gemara's Kash.
The Gemara answers, Mother says, Ki Rabbi Akiva. Our mission is going according to Rabbi Akiva. The Omer in Kedushin Toifsin Mechayve Lav. Rabbi Akiva has a unique shita. The Kedushin is not Toifis Mechayve Lav. So Memele, so he can't marry her off to Mamza. That means if he marries her off to a Mamza, she's not married. Because Kedushin isn't Toifis with a Mamza. So Memele, so it's not Biyodai to marry off to a Mamza. So finish. Our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva. So that's what our Mishnah said. If he says Nishbis, so he's not Neman, because it's not Biyodai to marry her off to a Mamza. What does Rashi say? Let's see what Rashi says. Ain Kedushin Taifsin Bechai Bilal, Rabbi Akiva. The Ain Biyata of Lasiyah. The
father can only marry her off, a little Misha Kedushin type somebody. He's required to marry off to a husband that kept Fisa's Dushin. Father Rabbi Kiva, Lekamon Bepilke. Fine. Let's go further. So now, so we answer this question. Like the Gemara, another question. Rabbi Yodai Lasia, if she's an almona, now the Mishnah said a blank statement, which is very inclusive. That if a father said that my daughter is Nishbis, she's Mutta Lakuna, she's Mutta Latuma, he has no nemanus whatsoever. Now, this statement includes even though his daughter is an almona. That means even though she got married once to someone and her husband died, and I'm saying now Nishbis, I don't have any nemanus on my daughter. In any case, to say that she's pasul lekohune, if I say that she said that she's pasul lekohune, like the Gemara, harei biyodei lasiya almana lekayindo. Uche rapsimoy, v'sanye rapsimoy oima, mina kol oise Rabbi Kiva mamza, chutz mi almana lekayindo, shrei omgo teure lo yikach v'lo yechalo. Almana lekayindo says a kayindo should not marry in his children will be chalolim. Chilulim bein oisem mamzeis. So Memela Rab Samoi said, even though Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin is not taifis by all chayvei lavim, there is one exception. What is the exception? Amon elokein godol, which is also a chayvei lavim. But here the pasuk says that if the kohen godol marry an amon, what will the children be? Chalolim. Lo yechalol, it seems the greatest gam that will be chalol, these children will be chalol. Now, so if Kedushin wouldn't be taifas, they'd be mamzeirim. In the pasuk seems to say they're only chalolim and not mamzeirim. So we have one case of a chayvei lavin, that Rabbi Kiva is also moide that Kedushin is taifas. So I'm back to my kasha. So it is biyoda, if she's an almon, it's biyoda if him to marry a kohen gadol. So memele, and so memele, and then if he'd marry a kohen gadol, she would be also betrumen. And chesmish tamer so be ipsu, whatever it is. So because it's a memele, so why didn't you believe him when he said nisht? Let us see Rashi. Hachi gasi. That means your tell from Rabbi Kiva is did not for him for my cash. Claim im almonei, if his daughter is an almonei, Rabbi Yodi lasi lekoin godu. Rafilu la Rabbi Kiva. Da avon gav de chai vilavani, moide Rabbi Kiva, the Kedushin taifsin lebo, Rabbi Kiva is moide, that the Kedushin is taifsin la kain godu. But Rabbi Kiva, moide oma min ha-keul, shahin chai vilavan, oisi Rabbi Kiva avladna. From all Chai V'Lavim, Kedushin is not Taifis, and the children are Mamzeirim. The Kesav and Kedushin Taifis in the Chai V'Lavim. Chut Me'amon Lekoyin Godol, Shrei Omra Teira Amon Leikach, that's a Chai V'Lavim, V'Somach Lebe Yechal Zari Da'amot, Temash Mechalolim Uwais Zari, Shemelchulolim Min HaKuhuna, the Pasuk is telling us what's going to happen with the children that are going to be Mechulolim Min HaKuhuna, that you said the more than that, Me'nois and Mamzeirim. The Kiva, the Ein Avladna. So now, if Rabbi Samoi said, if we can derive from this pasuk that the children are not mamzeirim, Shema Minos, Viralohu, Kedushin Taivisim Bechayv Elam Dekunah. So we see from this pasuk that Kedushin is Taivisim Bechayv Elam Dekunah. Then Kedushin Taivisim, I'm Avlad Mamza. Kedushin Bepilkin, Kol Shein Lo Kedushin Olof, Avlad Mamza. So Memele, so now I'm back to my kasha. It's Biyodoi. To marry her off, if she's an almona lekayin gadol, and then she'll become pasul letumah, and so you should believe him that she was a nishbis with a migu, he could have, it's biyodai to marry her off to a kayin gadol. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshiva, you're right. According to Rab Samoi, Yevamer Likakashi. But our mission is not going according to Rab Samoi, it's going according to Rabbi Yeshiva. Rabbi Yeshiva, the Oma, Rabbi Yeshiva said, Boyu in the Tavach Alakiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Yeshiva vehemently disagreed with Rabbi Kiva. And he said, we have to slug him up. We can't let Rabbi Kiva around. Shahoya oima kosh eloi biya bi Yisrael havlad mamza. Because Rabbi Kiva says such a chumre. Whenever there's an Issa biya, the child is a mamza. So
according to Rabbi Kiva Rachman and Islam, there's only so many mamzerim in Yisrael. We have to disagree with Rabbi Kiva. So I'll cope on him. Now, Rabbi Yeshiva was chaitless. Rabbi Yeshiva says, Kol sheyesh biya, kol sheyesh lebi b'Yisrael havlad mamzer. So this is a very inclusive statement, that whenever there's an Yisrael biya, let's just speak Oysenveinik. Whenever there's an Issa Biyah, that Vlad is a mom. So in other words, let's translate it a little differently. Whenever there's an Issa Biyah, Kedushin is a typhus, because Amzeris is only increases Kedushin. That's the whole Yisod of Rabbi Kiva. Amzeris is only increases Kedushin. So, Rabbi Yeshevov said, all Issurei Biyah, there's no increases Kedushin. Now, let us just speak Oysenveinik, the Gemara, so it will be easy for us to understand. There's a shaila, what is Pshat in Rabbi Yeshiva? Do we take the words of Rabbi Yeshiva of Kipshutai, and he's saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, whenever there is an Issa Bia, whatever the Issa might be, Chayve Lavan Dekune, Chayve Ese, whenever there's an Issa Bia, according to Rabbi Kiva, Vlad Mamsa. That's one way we can learn Pshat in Rabbi Yeshiva. That's how Rabbi Yeshiva understood Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, that's one way to learn. Or we can learn a second way. That's Rabbi Yeshiva. That what he said, Kol Shein Lo Biya B'Yisrael, this kol you have to take with a grain of salt. He's talking on Rav Samoy. Rav Samoy had said that according to Rabbi Kiva, by Chayv V'Lav and the Kohune, Kedushin is Toifes, he said, no, Kol Shein, all Chayv V'Lav, including Chayv V'Lav and the Kohune, Kedushin is not Toifes. But Chayv V'Ese, Rabbi Kiva is also my deduction is type. So we have two ways to understand what Rabbi Yeshevov is saying. One way is he's saying that all Isurei Biyah, including Chayvei Es, the Kedushin is in type. If we'll learn like this, so then we fa'emphod the Kashiyah. Yes, it's Biyode for the Av to marry her off. He can marry her off to Amamza. He can marry her off to Amon L'Kohen Gadol. He can marry her off to a Mitzri. We'll see this Kasha at Adoyme. He can marry her off. So the Teres is, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Yeshevov said, Rabbi Kiva holds all Isurei Biya Kedushin is in Taisa. So Memele, so the Kasha doesn't begin. If that's not Rabbi Yeshevov. But if we learn that Rabbi Yeshevov, this coal is, you have to take with a grain of salt. Coal means that, Kol means that you said after the Chayv V'Lav and the Kohune is its Kedushin is Taifis. No, the Chayv V'Lav and the Kedushin is also not Taifis. But Chayv Yes is, the Kedushin is Taifis. So if we'll learn like that, then we're still back with Akash. It's Biyodi for the father to say that he married her off to Amini, a Mitzri. Now let us see in the Benik and the Gemara. So the Gemara says that our mission is God. Kol Shem Bibiso Avlad Mam. So the Gemara says like this. This teres is a good teres. Honiche, the Rabbi Yeshiva of Ilatayim de Nafshe. If Rabbi Yeshiva is talking, not he's commenting on Rav Simoy. He's talking, this is his private statement, that I hold according to Rabbi Kiva, whenever there's an Yisrael Biya, Kedushin is in Taifis, is Shapir. So then you said a beautiful teres, nine of Shapir, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, Liba de Rabbi Yeshevov, and the father is not biyodi to marry her off to any Isurei Biyah, does not biyodi to pasal holetrume, so that's why it's not nemen to say nishpis. Elo ila fuki mitayim with Rabbi Samoy kosi. But, if I will assume that that's what Rabbi Yeshevov said, the kol, you have to take with a grain of salt, he just wants to be chaylik and Rabbi Samoy. Rabbi Samoy had said that what? Rav Samoy had said that Kedushin is Taifis be Chayvei Lavan Dekune, and that he says, no, all Chayvei Lavan, Rabbi Kiva holds Kedushin is not Taifis. So then, but by Chayvei Yase, he's made that Kedushin is Taifis. Chayvei Yodeh Lusila Chayvei Yase. Let us see Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshiva, Masnisen, Rabbi Yeshiva, Alibad Rabbi Kiva, Svirulay. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshiva, Alibad Rabbi Kiva. Dharma Bain Tavachal Kiva Ben Yosef, Shemar Bepsulim B'Yisrael. He's making a lot of Psulim. Shehoya Omer, because Rabbi Kiva says, Kol Shein Lebi B'Yisrael Avlad Mamsa, kol ish bi Yisrael, shem bi Yosei Muteres bishe shiobe le havlat shenot meise bi Yemamzer. He said, therefore we have to disagree with it. So nicho yi taima de nav shei kama de lav la puki mit rabbi smoy lechudei. Not only is he choylek and rav smoy, osi lefu, osi lav, v'lav la puki mit rabbi smoy lechudei, osi lefu gechai v'lav and dekuna lechudei. He's not only being choylek and chai v'lav and dekuna, ela klalu biyodai, shekol biye shehi ba'aveira havlad mamsa, which includes chai v'yetz also, v'shapim et asaden, v'shapim mitarzinen, Lemaslisin, the kedushin have the ein kedusha very kedushin. Mein biyadov la sibite la misha machalav bebiyosei, because whoever's machalav bebiyosei is kedusha ever. In kedusha ever is not tovis. Eli lafuk midrav samoyos, loy lohoisiv, ela chay vilav dekune. He just is moisiv that rabekive is choylik chay lav dekune. Avu b'mitzri v'adai mitar gimul dairi shein chay biyase moidim. Diffusion types and labels. I'm back with my cash. Rabbi Yodi Lassi Elahen. Ve'im nechalu noisa mitrumi min akuni kedal lakamon. So my mail, I'm back with a cash. Why do we not believe him? Why do we not believe him when he says nishbis? It's biyodoi. So we're up to it. We have a dilemma. So let's go back to the Gemara. Omer Rabashi. So Rabashi says, I'll tell you your whole mahalach in the Mishnah. But his Torah, let me ask you a cash. Reisha Mishum de Biyota. You're telling me that when he said that I married off my daughter and she got geget and therefore she's also lekuna. Reisha is speaking about Yisra Kuhune and the Seif is speaking about Yisra Kuhune plus Yisra Kuhune. But let's talk about the Reisha. The Reisha is speaking about Yisra Kuhune and you said, why is he Nemon to say that she's also lekuna? Because it's Biyota lekatsha legavsha. So let me ask you two kashas. Kasha number one. Nehei de Biyota lekatsha. Biyodei legalsha. He can marry her off, fine. But it's biyodei legalsha. They're not the husband. Then you need the initiative of the husband to give her again. So it's not biyodei. He's saying that she's also lekuna. You're saying al biyodei his name. It's not biyodei legalsha. Va'oit. And then the biyodei legalsha is also right from Poshit. Ila oma hai v'lei nicha begabes. Biyodei legalsha, if you live, everyone will say, I don't want to marry her. If we can't find a husband who wants to marry her, so Mimele, so it's Biyodei Lekatsha. So your hope shot in the Reisha is not true. So Mimele, so if it's not Biyodei. So if it's not Biyodei, so the Kash on the Sefer is not true because it's not Biyodei Lekatsha, so there's no Kasha whatsoever. No, we have to understand, so what's shot in the Reisha? So why is he Nemon to say, why is he Nemon to say that Kidashti Begayashti? Tell Mama Rabashi. Reisha Rachmona Hemne. He has an amonis to say he married her, Kiravune. Omar Ravun, Omar Rav, we name Laovish and Nemon lesser as Bitaminatayre. He's Nemon to ask as Biti, he's Nemon to say that he married her all. Shenema as Biti, Nosati Leisha Ze, Leish Osro. That means when he says that Leisha is a mouthful. The minute he says it's beating the Sati Leish, I see from this pasuk he has an amonus to say, I married my daughter to a man. Huh? That's finished. She's finished. Leish Osro, Hazeh Hitiro. And then he says, Hazeh, I'm telling you, he's the man. So Mamela, so now she's Mutter to Zakon of Yim. Benesuin Hemne Rachmona, La'av Vishvuya, Lehemne. So the father, we only find an amonis by the Av, the Nisuin, not by Shvuyah. Let us first see Rashi. Zot Rashi, but his brother, I shinuya the Lel shinuya, the Teretz that we said before, in Pshat and the Reish is our Teretz, the time of the Reish of Shem the Yodahu, hey, the Biyodi le Kabul Kedushin, the Ish and Bol le Kachin. No, if a person wants to marry her, give me Kabul Kedushin. Is Biyodei Legalsha, and then number two, Yilam Haigavul and Yichel Lekatsha Mimotzi. Memele, so the Psan the Reish is if Lishos Alakir, Shen Ani Yoidim Lemi, Chiyom HaHazeh, Yitir Olazeh, and then the Ish is Mutak went to this person. So in Hemne, Im Nara Im Ktana, this there is a cause of the as an amonis is speaking about Sai by a Nara, Sai by a Ktana, Abo Beboigris, Loi Mishtoikro. So that pshat in the emtsoi, the Bobim Tsoi that says if she was a Gdoila now, he's not Nemo. Bishvuya loy emnu klal. So let's just say over two Ha'orahs. Ha'orah number one, so now we know Pshat in the Mishnah, Kidashti es biti. Let's go to the Reish of the Mishnah. First that Kidashti es biti. My daughter, let's talk before Gerish. So he's Nemo. He's Nemo? Pasuk es biti nasati Mishnah. Case number two, Kidashti es biti. I married her, fine, believe it, married her, that's beaten her son. Vigay Rashtiya, and she got Kiget. So, how does the word of that? I don't have a posik, I don't have a posik, that's a unema to say Vigay Rashtiya. This is a problem. So, this I believe, finished. Vigay Rashtiya is saying that the Nova Shebel, but Nova Shebel, the posik, which I don't believe it, she's a nation, she's finished. The Mishnah says, not like the Mishnah says, she's mutter to everyone, and she's also lakoni. So, this is a problem. So the Ran says that his nemonis of Gerashtiyo is a pesha also a pesha ita. That means, and let us just say one explanation of pesha also pesha ita, that means as follows. I wouldn't have opened up my mouth. She's mutted everybody. No, I opened up my mouth. I said, Boisai, I have something to tell you. Yeah, I have to tell you. I married off my daughter. Yeah. But you can still marry her, because I got a get. So now, the svar is like this. The whole issa that we based, that no one is allowed to marry her, is because he said he married off his daughter. But the same pair that says that she's also, the same pair says, but she's mutter. You can't tans until chasanis. That means if I believe him, if I trust him, that she became also, but this person is not saying she's also. He's saying that, listen what he's saying. Don't interrupt him in the middle. He said, I married her, but she's mutter. So Memele, you have to accept the whole statement. So Memele, so that's why she's mutter la alma, because this person never said she's also. He said, I married her, but she got a gift. Fine. But now, can't show you la ben. So fine. So that's why she's mutter to everyone. Pesha also, pesha ita. But why is she also la koin? Why is she also la koin? And the koin, he doesn't have the money. So, L'chayre Pshat is 100%. He doesn't have the money to say she's a Gerusha. But Pshat is, L'maise, the whole heter is, because Pesha Asa Pesha Yita. That means, I can Asa more than he says. But I can't be Mata more than he says either. That means, this person came off and he said she's an Ashes. So, at first I got that she should be also to everyone. But then he said, no, yeah, listen to what I'm saying. She was an Eshesish, but she got a get. So this person, the Issa that he had created, he whittled it down. So how much he whittled it down, which means she's to Gantfai, so besides Kahanim, so this Issa is not existent anymore to everybody, because you have to hear me, don't interrupt me. I said I married her, but she's mutter now. Pesha also Pesha Yita. But to a Koyin, I never said that she's mutter. So we have the whole Issa. So there's one Ha'orah, I saw Mishnah Salevi, fine. But what'll be, if he said he married her off to Bedel gave her a get, and fine, so the Koyin can't marry her because she's only mutter, that I can only use as much of a heter that I hear from him, I can't make more of it. The next day, Bedel dies. What happens? So now, she should be mutter to that koyin. That means like this. If we are assuming, theoretically, he doesn't have any nemonis to say she's a gerusha. He doesn't have nemonis to say gerusha. No, the nemonis is, he doesn't have nemonis gerusha, but lemaisa, he said kidashti, which he has nemonis. But it was Pesha Asa Pesha Ita, he whittled down the Issa for everyone besides Kahanim. So we can't be Mata more than he whittled down. So this is only to everyone besides Kahanim. That means, so we have still the Issa that she's also Lekoyim, because he never said there's never Pesha Ita, she's not Lekoyim. But it come out of Merodik Echidish, if the husband will die. So now she's mutter. He never had an amonis as Grusha. But the whole reason she was also Lekayin was because The reason she was also lacuna is because I can't be mata more than he was mata, but now the Beryl died, so now she should become mutter lacuna.